On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Six fuel trucks en route to South Africa are now being diverted as violent protests continue in Mozambique. Demonstrations erupted after the results of the October 9th elections were announced, returning Frelimo to power. There have been allegations of vote rigging, with the leader of the opposition also insisting he is the winner of the election. At least 30 people have been killed in the violence. There have also been widespread looting and severe damage to infrastructure. The Border Management Authority's Commissioner Mike Masiapato spoke to reporters earlier today about the situation.
Because if people don't understand, they can easily go tamper with the petroleum things and the whole thing can explode and people will die in numbers. That is why we had to take those ones out of Mozambique. We put them here until everything is stabilized. Then we can be able to make a determination.
KZN courts have entered a new digital age. A virtual court project has been rolled out in every court in the province. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Justice Minister Thembise Malane and her Deputy Minister Andrea Snell visited the Durban Magistrates Court this morning to assist the implementation of the virtual remand detainee project. They and reporters were ushered into Court 12, where proceedings were well underway, but with no one in the dock. The suspects appeared on a large flat-screen TV mounted on the courtroom wall as he appeared via video link from Westville Prison. There were a few minor connectivity glitches, but these were quickly resolved and the matter was swiftly postponed. Afterwards, Semalana said access to justice had been enhanced.
Which is what really is our mandate as the Department of Justice.
Provincial head of the Justice Department, Pat Moodley, says each court in KZN has one room equipped with the system. Moodley says there are plans to acquire more equipment for the provincial courts. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
The Irish election process will begin later when the country's president dissolves parliament. Prime Minister Simon Harris will travel to Michael D. Higgins' residence in Dublin to start the formalities required to call a national vote. It'll be a relatively short three-week campaign ahead of polling day later this month. And a cancer-killing virus treatment has shown promise in tackling an aggressive type of brain tumour. Researchers from Queen Mary University of London say certain viruses can target and kill cancer cells while leaving healthy cells. But the treatment for glioblastoma is difficult to balance because it's ineffective at low doses and too toxic at higher ones. The top story this hour, six fuel trucks en route to South Africa from Mozambique have been diverted as violent protests continue in the neighbouring country following the elections, which have been disputed. You can find more news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The first ball will be bowled at 5 p.m. in the T20 between South Africa and India at Hollywoodbets Kingsmead Stadium this evening. The Springbok side for Sunday's test will be announced at 4 p.m. And Arne Slot is not surprised by Liverpool's strong start in his first season in charge.